Washed in the blood of the Lamb, aren't you? Amen. Amen. It's good to see you back in the house of the Lord this evening. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. We'll come back and sing a couple of songs, and we'll just enjoy the service tonight. But let's ask the Lord to be with us. Father, we love you, praise you, and thank you for the opportunity we've had today to be in your house. Lord, what a beautiful day that you've made for us. And Lord, you've been so good to us. Lord, we thank you for the message this morning and the messenger. Lord, I pray that you touch our pastor tonight. You know exactly what he needs. And Lord, I pray that you touch him physically, Lord. And I pray that you just, Lord, help him to deliver the message that you've given, Lord, through him tonight for us. And God, I praise you already for what you're going to do here in this place. Lord, we have many needs represented here tonight in your house. Lord, I pray that you would touch each one. Lord, we've had many prayer requests today. And Lord, I pray that you, Lord, would bless in each situation. Lord, now again, I pray that you just be with us, accept our worship and our praise. Lord, may we be able to leave this place tonight and say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. We'll praise you, Lord, and we'll thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, choir, remain standing. Church, would you stand with me? And let's turn over and sing what they were singing, just what they were playing just a few minutes ago at Calvary. It's page 139 if you need it. Please also remember all the announcements from this morning. This coming next Sunday, we'll have our Thanksgiving meal at 5 o'clock downstairs in the fellowship hall. It'll be a great meal, a great time of fellowship as we think of Thanksgiving and how good the Lord's been. I said this morning, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Amen? And we just want to come together next Sunday evening for a time of fellowship and a great meal. And I'm sure we'll have a devotion down there as well. So please invite some folks and have them to come. I know a lot of folks are decorating tables down there. A lot of folks have already signed up for that. But we probably still need some folks to sign up for food. And you know exactly what we need here. And I know that everything is, they've been out shopping today, I believe, for Thanksgiving here for the church. And we're very excited about what the Lord has done and for what he will do. So please come and be a part of the service. Of course, you'll be here next Sunday morning, so we'll make this same announcement again. But probably by next Sunday morning, you'll smell the turkey already roasted. And but we are very excited about just being able to be here. And again, remember all the prayer requests, all the announcements. And let's go to the Lord again and ask God's blessing on the service as well as on the offering. Brother Ceylon, would you take us, Lord, tonight in word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service and the offering tonight?
Thank you.
crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, "Where is your faith?"
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome everyone tonight. Hope everybody's had a good day today. And appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the service this morning. And tonight is a brand new meeting, and so we have something different to bring tonight. Before we get started, I want to give a word of praise as well. And on Thursday, it was Christy's daughter's appointment, but it was also mine. And so she was going and I was going to get some results. And of course, as you heard this morning, doctors were thinking we were good chance of cancer for her, but the Lord touched the situation and she does not have that, and so we praise the Lord for that. And so she has a procedure in the near future she's going to go get, and Lord willing, she'll be through with her situation. And but for me, I had some blood work and needed to see where my A1C was at. And most of you know that I was diagnosed as diabetic not long ago. And so it was confirmed on Thursday that I am not a diabetic anymore. And so I praise the Lord on that. I know I've said that since I've been eating better and all, that I'm not a diabetic. That was just me feeling like I wasn't. But it was confirmed on Thursday. Praise the Lord for that. And my A1C, I believe, was 6.2. And it was a 6.7. And I believe 6.5 and above is diabetes. And so, but anyway, what a blessing. Praise the Lord for that. Now, this lifestyle has to continue. You know, I can't rejoice and go back. That wouldn't have solved anything. Y'all, excuse me. Miss Noelle Sparks, she joined, and she's coming from New Genesis Baptist, so we praise the Lord for her. And also I want to say that this week we should have, if not already, the 23,000 church postcards hitting our area code, 30127, and through a connection with Brother Don Rich, we were able to, and Victory Baptist Press, get that worked out free of charge. And so what it's going to be is the postcard is going to have the plan of salvation on it. It's going to have a little QR code that you can scan, and it'll give you the gospel as well. And on the back, we'll have our church address and our service times. And also, there'll be a little spot that says, if you need a Bible, call this number. And Victory Baptist Press is also still sending us some cases of Bibles. And so we are excited about all of that. I got to mention something that me and Brother Jeff was going back and forth on a text message yesterday about this 23,000. Brother Jeff had said that 1% of 23,000 was what, 230? And I got to thinking, about asking God just for 1%, as Jeff did, of those 23,000 church postcards. And I told Brother Jeff, I said, we ought to start a campaign, if you would, just 1%. Could you imagine if only 1% of the 23,000 showed up? That's 230 people. I mean, we have a good problem. And so just trying to encourage us, trying to motivate us, you know, we're continuing on around here. We want to reach our community. And I just praise the Lord for the great opportunity that we have. Just 1%, that's all we're asking for. All right, well, let's get into God's Word tonight. I do want to bow for a word of prayer, and then we will bring about the message. And in a few moments, I'll tell you where to turn to. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for who you are, Lord, and for the things that you do. Your ways aren't our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Lord. And Father, tonight we just surrender to that fact that you're in charge. And Lord, we're just a thankful people that we don't have to worry, we don't have to fret, although we do, we don't have to because you're in charge. We pray tonight that you would use your word, and I pray, Lord, that you would apply your word to the heart that needs it the most. We all need a word from you, but possibly there's one here tonight that doesn't know you as Savior, and I pray that you would speak to them in a special way, and maybe even the believer that is discouraged, that you would speak to their hearts as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to ask everybody a question tonight. Do you want to be a person that influences people and brings honor and glory to God? Do you want to do that? Do you want to be that kind of person that influences? Well, I knew the answer to that. I guess it was a rhetorical question. If so, we have to make sure we get this one area out of many right in our lives. And that area is this: keeping your word. Keeping your word. And that's the title tonight. Again, we are going in a totally different direction than we did this morning. And tonight I just want to talk about how important it is when you say you're going to do something to do it. Especially as a believer, how important it is. And if we're going to be people of influence, and if we're going to have to make a positive impact, then we're going to have to keep our word, say something, then follow through. Now, tonight there are good people with good character who keep their word that don't know Christ. Well, much more than that, we, the church, should keep our word. If there's a lost and dying world, if there's people out there that have good character, but they're not saved, and if they keep their word, then we, the church, should keep our word. There's a sign that I read one time. It says, "Be advised, a lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part." And I like that, because if you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't put it off on someone else. And so a lack of planning, a lack of self-awareness to get something done in an appropriate amount of time, keeping your word, could definitely cause people not to take you seriously. And so tonight I want to mention just a few things when it comes to keeping your word. And these things are going to be, one is going to be an example of a certain judge out of the book of Judges. And then we're going to mention a couple other things around that, and then we'll be through. Number one tonight, God keeps his word. Amen. God keeps his word. Look, if you would, in Numbers chapter number 23. Numbers 23 and verse number 19. If we're going to talk about keeping our word, we need to look at someone who has always kept their word. Numbers chapter number 23. Notice, if you would, verse number 19. God is not a man that he should not lie, or he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And so the verse here is telling us that God doesn't lie. It says that God is a God who follows through. what an example we have tonight in our Lord Jesus Christ and our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the number one example of keeping His Word. Joshua chapter number 23. If you would, Joshua 23. In verse number 14 says this, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." How about that? Joshua getting ready to pass off the scene, and he is just refreshing the memory of God's people that God is faithful, that God is true, that God is trustworthy. And tonight, he certainly is one who keeps his promises. He promised salvation and followed through. He promised a helper, the Holy Spirit, and followed through. He promised us purpose, and he followed through, gave gifts unto men. He promised eternity in heaven. There's a place awaiting for us. He promised a second return, and he's coming soon. So, God makes promises, and he keeps his promises. Titus 1:2, don't turn there, but Titus 1:2 says, "God cannot lie." It's basically what the verse says in essence. It talks about how that God cannot lie. He's not capable of lying. He's a promise keeper. And we praise the Lord tonight for that. And so we should strive to be like God. If we're going to be people of influence, if we're going to influence and impact in a very positive way, then we need to make sure that we have God as our captain. The Lord is the one that we're looking to because he is the promise keeper. Now, number two, I'm going to go a step further. Not only do we see God keeps his word, but number two, keeping your word builds a good name. Keeping your word builds a good name. When we follow through, we gain credibility. When we say we're going to do something and we do it, we gain credibility. People begin to see that you are faithful. People begin to see that you are a man or a woman of a follow through, that follows through. And tonight, that's what I want to be. I want to be known of many that I'm one who follows through. That I say something and I live up to it. That I make a promise and I keep it. And let me just say something about making promises. Be careful what you promise. I remember, and even now, when Lily was much smaller than she was, probably getting out of a toddler stage and before a teenager stage, you know, "Daddy, can we do this? Daddy, can we do that?" And, you know, early on, I would say, I promise. Yes, well, I promise. Well, there came a time where I couldn't follow through. And I noticed how bad that it affected her. And I got to thinking, you know, I might not better do that. I better think about what I'm saying, what I'm promising, what I'm agreeing to, because the older she gets, those memories will be fresh in her mind, and she will remember if her dad is the one who follows through or not. And so I'm careful about the promises that I make and the promises that I keep. We all of us ought to be careful about making a promise, make sure that we could follow through before we make that promise. Now, what does the Bible say about a good name? We know that if we follow through, we gain credibility and we start to build a good name. What does the Bible say about a good name? Proverbs chapter 22, if you would. Bible drill tonight. Proverbs chapter number 22. Verse 1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So the Bible tells us here that, and gives a contrast even, between a good name and riches. Well, let me say this about riches. Great riches create great cares tonight. They certainly have that potential of creating great cares. But great riches create great cares, but add no real value to a person. A person can be rich tonight. There's nothing wrong with money as long as money don't have you. But a person can have wealth tonight. A person can have riches tonight. And those riches add no eternal value to a person. And they really add no value at all. Riches are fleeting. Riches are not eternal. But a good name brings glory to God. And so we begin to see that there's more value in a name rather than riches. A good name is rather to be chosen, gone after, sought after, pursued, than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now, talking about this loving favor. To have loving favor with God is priceless. You can't pay money in order to have favor with God. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. It's something you are given. And so salvation that's given by God is priceless. And so the favor that we have with God comes through salvation. But the favor that comes along with man is earned. It's earned. So, to have love and favor with God is priceless. To have loving favor with man, in some ways, it's earned. You got to earn favor with man. You got to follow through. You've got to be a promise keeper. And so he says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Tonight, keeping our word begins to create for us a good name. When we don't keep our word, we lose credibility. We won't be taken seriously when we don't keep our word. We cannot influence positively when we don't keep our word. So tonight, we need to be word keepers, promise keepers, and follow through. And so, we're talking about keeping our word tonight, and we need to know that keeping our word builds a good name. We see that God kept His word, but then I want to mention this. Keeping your word can be challenging. Keeping your word can be challenging. Turn, if you would, to the book of Judges for just a moment. Book of Judges. Judges chapter number 12. Judges chapter number 12. We have a man named Jephthah. And we have the account of Jephthah's rash vow. You say, why was his vow rash, his vow to God? Why was it rash? Well, Judges chapter number 12, in verse number 30, we see that he made a vow to God, if God would give him the victory, that when he went home, the first person, the first thing that came out of his house, he would offer for sacrifice. And guess what came out first? His daughter. Judges chapter number 12 and verse number 30, the Bible says, and Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Wow, can you imagine? Now you know why it was rash. Because he really wasn't thinking. Because if you were to say, okay, Lord, if you give me this victory and I go home and the first thing that walks out of my house is an offering to you, well, let's see, my house, I got Christy and Lily. Well, my dog Cooper, we'll use him. And so he really wasn't thinking, but he did vow a vow. And now notice, if you would, in verse number 35. Verse 34, then 35. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. The thing about Jephthah is, he made a rash vow, but as much as we know, Jephthah followed through. He kept his vow that he made to the Lord. Now, one more place tonight, Psalms chapter number 15. And this last point we're talking about is keeping your word can be challenging. Let me find my place here. Psalms 15, notice if you would in verse number 4. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Sometimes our promises, sometimes the things that we say we're going to do, we need to keep those things. We need to keep those things because if we don't, we lose our credibility. And sometimes they're challenging things. Sometimes they're challenging things. And the Bible talks about that, but the Lord, he honoreth them that swear to their own hurt and change not. They follow through. They follow through with what they say they're going to do. So tonight we see that keeping our word can be challenging. We see that here, and we see that through the life of Jephthah. And so follow through with our words, no matter how difficult it may be, we need to follow through. And let me say this, if we know we may not be able to follow through, the best thing to do is not give your word. Matthew 5:37, you don't have to turn there, I'll give it to you. Matthew 5:37 says, it says, but let your conversation be yea, yea, nay, nay. And so if someone asked you, could you do this, do that, before you say yes, think about it. It's either a yes or a no. Let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 5 says, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. So we're talking about influence tonight and talking about follow through, talking about being someone who keeps our word and how that over time we build credibility, not for us to prance around with pride and ego, but to bring glory and honor to the Lord. That's going to be the lesson, the message tonight. That's about all I have in my voice anyway. And so if they want to come along, keeping your word tonight is very important. You already know that, but the Lord wanted all of us to be reminded of that this evening. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for all things. And Lord, I pray that you would just use the few words we spoke tonight to be a help, to be a blessing. The study of this topic, Lord, is endless. So much more could be said about it. But God, we just wanted to mention it tonight because it was on our heart. And I pray that you would use it. In Jesus' name, amen.